Well, green light on the mountain. That's the focus of today's reality check. Honolulu Civil Beats politics and opinion editor Chad Blair on the line, talking about the latest events developing around the 30-meter telescope on Mauna Kea. Hi there, Chad.
Good morning and a happy Aloha Friday, Catherine.
Yes, happy Aloha Friday indeed. So we have a notice to proceed, I understand.
Right. Yeah, it was a pretty big announcement yesterday from the governor, standing with Governor Ige with Suzanne Case from the Land Board, also David Lastner, the president, and Claire Connors, the Attorney General. So it was a full press card getting out the word that they are going to move forward. They're not telling us when construction will begin, other than it will be this summer sometime. They are coordinating with the various agencies, including law enforcement and the TMT itself on that. But the governor said it's time to move forward on this. It's been a long review process. There's no reason to halt this project going forward.
Right. So it looks like folks won't be going to Canary Islands. They may be heading up the mountaintop.
Yeah, I'm not going to say whether that will be the case or not. As you know, that has been an option. But I think, of course, the other story with the TMT is those who oppose it. And there have already been news reports that there will be protests. In fact, somebody was arrested yesterday up on the mountain, and they took down two ahu, two ceremonial structures that was in the conservation district location, I believe. And we don't know when all that's gearing up, but if it's anything like what happened 4 years ago, it could be quite the confrontation.
Yes, and I know last evening I was driving in front of the Capitol and I saw a group of protesters out there and also saw a flurry of emails, press releases actually that were released in reaction to the governor's announcement.
Right, and social media, of course, is lit up as well. As you can imagine, the folks that operate TMT are very anxious to move forward. They're pleased with the announcement, grateful even. But others feel strongly that Mauna Kea is a religious place of worship, really very important for Native Hawaiians. It's desecration if you're going to move forward with the TMT. But then you have that other argument that it is one of the best places on the planet, Canary Islands aside, to explore the universe. So the astronomical, the scientific argument. So that's a tough thing. I will say, Catherine, by the way, the authorities yesterday, the governor, the attorney general, they stressed over and over again safety and security, that law will be followed. They've asked the protesters, or the protectors, as they like to call themselves, to exercise their First Amendment rights somewhere else besides right up there at the summit and blocking the road. And we'll see whether that happens. But they made very clear, Connors in particular, saying, we will make sure that the construction workers are safe and secure and allowed to do their work.
Now, I know the counties have to be involved in this as well. I know Mayor Harry Kim had talked about his vision for Mauna Kea and wanting to be able to find common ground and a peaceful solution to this issue of management of the mountain.
Yeah, Mayor Kim was actually mentioned several times by the governor and others yesterday, hoping that there could be coexistence, peaceful coexistence, respecting both science and culture. But we just don't know whether that's going to happen. Here's another thing that was stressed, that Mauna Kea will be the last major footprint on the top of that mountain. And the TMT will be the last major footprint, the last telescope. In fact, the state, moving ahead with decommissioning at least four other telescopes up there in the course of the construction of TMT.
Right, so we'll just have to watch to see what happens. Again, we don't know when the forces will be marshaled to actually begin construction up there. But obviously, as you said, safety, big concern for everybody involved.
Yeah, exactly. And that's another thing that was mentioned. You can protest your rights anywhere that you want, but if you could not do it up there, blocking people from going to work now that they have this legal precedent sent forth to build the TMT. Remember, the Hawaii Supreme Court ruled on this. It just took time for the Department of Land and Natural Resources to get all the material together, get things lined up, complete pre-construction mitigation plans and so forth.
Okay, all eyes up on the mountain. But thanks so much, Chad.
Sure, Catherine.
Well, that was our reality check with Honolulu Civil Beats politics and opinion editor Chad Blair.